Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Michael Cambo Campbell, joined by Nelson Allingham.
Hey, I'm Nelson. I'm a bloody idiot. Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's how I talk. Yeah, I always do that.
Bloody stitched you up.
Yeah, God. I shouldn't have led you into that.
I know.
It was an easy...
You've only yourself to blame.
Exactly.
That was a prank, everyone, by the way.
That was a prank.
He is not Michael Cambo Campbell. I am Michael Cambo Campbell.
Yes.
And I'm Nelson Allingham.
Twist.
So I don't know who you are.
I'm the jokes guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing him back from last episode.
new listeners will be so confused.
Oh, so confused. So, Cambo, What have you been up to this weekend?
Well, forgive me, you might have to indulge me a little bit. So this week, I've been selling a lot of items.
Yeah.
Selling them online.
Mm.
And I think, and I'm not sure, I think someone tried to scam me.
Oh.
So, scammer. If you don't mind, I'm going to present some evidence to you.
Okay.
And we can work out whether or not it's a scam.
I will be the judge, jury, and executioner.
Okay.
So you better not be wrong.
Oh, good. So it started with, I got a text message, like an automated text message.
Okay.
And said... I see you have some appliances for sale. I'm interested. Could you please email me at this address?
Okay. Generic so, word of use of appliances. Oh, you had multiple things anyway, right? Okay,
I did.
Okay.
So I thought, that's weird, but okay, look, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Person's name was Sarah, S-E-I. They said, hi, Sarah, I received your message about appliances for sale. I actually have several for sale. Could you be more specific about which ones you're referring to?
Okay.
To which Sarah said, get back to me with a list of all available items.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've got a dishwasher. I've got a washing machine, I've got a fridge. And they said, I'm interested in all of them.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, interesting. And then I got this message, and this is really where it started to click for me. They said, thank you for your swift response. Have gone through your adverts on Gumtree, and I'm pleased with all your items. The prices sound okay, and I'm happy to purchase. I have a little problem with the inspection. Won't be able to come and check up due to work reasons, as I'm an oceanographer. Presently working offshore at the moment. I will arrange a courier service to come and collect them. If you have a PayPal account, simply send me your PayPal email address. If you don't have a PayPal account, send me through your bank details and I'll transfer it straight there.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, look, this seems like it's probably a scam, but what I thought is I'll ratchet up my weirdness.
Okay.
See if they respond.
Okay, yeah.
Because at the end... I'll give them a little something to nibble on and see if they'll keep going, even though clearly I'm a weirdo.
Okay. All right. Yep.
This is my thing. So
good.
I said,
okay.
Said, this is amazing, Sarah. What are the chances? As it happens, I'm also an oceanographer. Whereabouts are you based? Tell me, what do you think of the current Australian expedition to explore Zealandia? I'm excited, but I fear the government is spending too much on this kind of research and not enough on our precious marine life. So the courier is not a problem. My address is 637 Flinders Street, Melbourne, which is the Victoria Police head office.
Yeah.
I said, I do have a bit of a problem with PayPal and banking, though. To be perfectly honest with you, I'm actually off the grid, and I don't have a physical bank account. I keep all my money tucked under my bed. Don't tell anyone, but between you and I, I'm actually hiding my income from Mr. Taxman, as I once got arrested for a violent crime, and I get taxed at a higher rate.
I just wanted it to be normal now. This would be hilarious.
Would you like me to start a bank account for you? I don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
So Sarah got back to me, said, okay, mate, please do that, and send details to me as soon as possible.
Okay.
I said, okay.
All right.
I said, okay, maybe I wasn't...
She didn't mention about
the... No, like, she didn't mention about my violent crime, or so I thought, okay, I'll ratchet it up a little more. I said, okay, Sarah, I've started the application for a bank account for you. The problem is now, I'm scared I'm not going to get a good interest rate for my investment. What bank account do you use? If you could send me your bank account details, BSB, account number, login information should work, I'll set up something similar. Do you find that a savings maximizer works best, or are you someone that compounds your interest? Also, if I'm setting up a bank account, do you think the government will be able to find me? I'm a little curious because I haven't paid income tax for 15 years and I don't want to get stung. Do you think this would be okay anyway? If you do, I will proceed ASAP.
Okay.
Also, you didn't answer my oceanographer question, which upset me a little. Do you have an opinion? P.S. I'm thinking after this transaction, maybe we could hang out sometime. I don't really have many friends, especially oceanographers like me, and I think we'd really hit it off. Your friend, Michael. So anyway, Sarah got back to me.
Okay, good.
Said, oh, you can set up a PayPal account instead of a bank account. No problem. We can be friends when I get back.
So I thought, oh, my God.
Maybe I'm not being weird enough, I thought.
Okay.
So I thought I'd ratchet up a little bit.
Okay. So I got back to Sarah.
I said, good suggestion, bestie. I'm setting up a PayPal account quick as a flash. There's just one little thing, and I'm almost embarrassed to bring it up. But my uncle works for the Australian Federal Police on the online fraud and scam department. He normally just checks over all my online purchases to make sure everything's in order. Since I've been convicted of so many crimes in the past, he normally recommends this. More to make sure that I'm not scamming you. Haha, just kidding, I'd never do that. I sent him this email chain and all your info just to make sure he can give it a once-over. It normally takes about 48 hours and then the fridge and washing machine are all yours. Also, what did one wave say to the other? Nothing. It just waved. A little oceanographer humor for you. I look forward to hearing from you soon and hanging when you're back out in the country. Regards, Michael.
Oh, God.
I didn't get a response to that one.
Yeah.
So I emailed again. I said, Sarah, I'm concerned. God. I've not heard from you. Are you okay? My uncle has requested I get in touch with you. I'm not sure why. Maybe he also wants to put in a counter offer for my appliances. Please get back to me, bestie. Your friend in Christ, Michael. Now.
Still nothing?
Still nothing. I think,
Sarah, come on.
I might continue this crusade, and every week or so I might just email Sarah.
Just, hey, what you doing? But you should use it as like a Dear Diary type thing.
Yeah, and just, look, just, listeners, feel free to email this person, oceanographer, fax, anything you want.
What's their email address?
Okay, I'll find it.
How do we get into this person?
Okay, so if you do want to email Sarah about oceanography, if you want to put in a counter offer for my appliances, S-E-R-A, Sarah. GOMES123@gmail.com.
Okay.
Feel free to email them. Just ask about anything you'd like. Let them know that Michael sent you. Now, I presented you all the evidence.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a scam?
No. Just honest, lady. You freaked her out.
I missed the sale.
You did such weird things. And in one go, Cambo.
In one go.
See, surely there's something, especially with PayPal, because I would be like, I don't know. I mean, I suppose it doesn't matter because it's really about the money and then obviously not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, PayPal account. First of all, I don't even know how you scam somebody with just knowing their bank details, right? Like BSB account mm-hmm. number. I don't really know what you do in that instance.
From what I only
know how to pay people.
From what I understand, there's these encrypting machines that just go through variations of possible passwords. And it will take them a couple of days, but if they have your kind of login info, they eventually, they can crack passwords.
So it's because if I'm with CommBank and I'm using NetBank, yeah. I have a different NetBank account. It's password one, okay, capital right. P.
Oh, clever.
Yeah. But like even my login number isn't my account number either. So how do you then get your account number, your NetBank login number using somebody's BSB and account? I don't know. I don't understand the process.
I don't understand it either, but I do know that people get scammed by sending it.
Yeah. Well, see, okay, so
older people, I think.
Right.
It's safe to say.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, I think a lot of people just do. Some of them are pretty, like, semi-convincing in what they do to a certain extent. What I was thinking is surely there's some way with PayPal to like set up a PayPal account, maybe set up another bank account with another bank.
Yeah.
So then you can link the bank account with PayPal.
Yeah.
Close down the bank account straight away.
Uh-huh.
And then give them those PayPal details. And then just be like, okay, here it is. Mm-hmm. Try your best.
Yeah.
Because I think I just want to see how far they get and what errors they come into. Like, what I'm saying is maybe you can reverse learn this technique.
Okay. And then once we do, we can scam everyone.
We'll scam them back.
I've got the perfect cover as well.
Yeah.
We'll say we're oceanographers.
Yeah. And nobody questions oceanographers. First, I'm like, oh, what if they start talking to me about sea life? Oh, I got nothing on that.
I better just send them my details.
Yeah. Actually, on Reddit, not that long ago.
By the way, this podcast is funnily enough,
yes, that's what we talk about. There was a guy who did. He posted in, I think, a subreddit called like Ultimate Revenge or something like that. Maybe you should do the same. Yep. It's not really revenge. They didn't really get back in the first place.
I was having fun.
But it was a call center and they were calling up, just similar sort of scam. Yep. I don't remember all the details.
Yep.
And this guy was a programmer.
Right.
Okay. So what he did was he got their number because I don't think they had it on private or anything. Or he worked out a way to get their number.
Yep.
And then had a voice recording that said, hi, we know that you are a scam. We will not stop calling until you stop this scam. And it was in this like robotic voice and just played over and over again. I think he was doing it like it was something ridiculous, like, you know, 100,000 times a minute or, you know, like a ridiculous amount of times he was calling these people. So their phones were flooded and he uploaded a video with the, you know, recordings of them because he could hear them in some instances. And you could hear computers in the background having the same recording that he'd set up over and over again. And then, you know, then maybe they'd change the number. But he would just do a quick Google search and end up finding it again. And he's coming back. And these people were getting like more and more aggressive and angry. It was really good. I wish I could credit the Reddit there. But I don't know. I forget.
Look, maybe he listens and this shout out is all he needed.
Exactly.
He definitely doesn't listen.
Finally.
It was, definitely isn't.
It wasn't the like hundreds of thousands of upvotes that he got from other people. He just wanted us, you know. And I think that's the word on the street, on the Reddit street. Hey, yeah, upvotes are great, but did you get mentioned on that podcast that some people listen to? No.
Well, anyway, that was my interesting week.
Okay. Well, that was a long...
Yeah, so I'm sorry. What did you do?
Yeah, well, I feel
we don't have much time, is also.
I know. I guess
5 words or less.
I watched.
We should probably just get under.
I guess that's probably it.
I hope you didn't have some like epic story.
I didn't really. I was going to tell the listeners that. Well, I may as well. We have moved in together.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Think we brought that up.
Yeah.
I was gonna say den, but it's not the same den. We're just back together. We got the band back together.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the saying I was going to.
So now normally I used to come around all the time and I'd kind of show up and we record podcasts and I had to duck off. But now I don't have any excuse for the how little work I do on this podcast.
Yeah, that's
now
a good
it's
point.
Just purely down to
exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah.
With amusing email stories once.
Okay, every week I expect an amusing email story. Otherwise, that's it. But we have a podcast station as well.
We do.
Which is great. I think it's probably studio quality.
Yeah.
You'll
notice, and this is for very astute listeners, the audio quality is no better. So,
yeah. But is it worse? Possibly.
Yeah, maybe. Really big echo in your room, actually. Yeah, exactly. Let us know if it's worse.
Yeah. It's like a studio without the studio quality.
Yes. Yeah. All the trappings of a studio, none of that quality.
Yeah. Right, Gambo. That was it. Let's move into Reddit on Reddit.
Yes.
Okay. So I have 3 posts here. Whoa. But I'll just read them to you one by one.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
We can talk a little bit after each one if you'd like.
Okay.
This was in the subreddit called TIFU, which is Today I Fucked Up, for those who
don't
know.
Read it.
Yeah, well, there's some people out there that I guess don't. I don't know. Do they? I don't know.
I don't know Reddit, by the way.
And this was by user CoconutThrowaway69.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
He wrote, "Today I fucked up by coming into a coconut."
And then presumably throwing it away.
What do you think Cambo.
Based on his username.
What is the...
He was doing some kind of weird oral sex position.
Okay, this is how much you don't know Reddit.
Okay.
People use the term throwaway as an account
that you throw away after
you use it because you don't want people to identify.
Don't get me wrong.
Oh, you really know.
I knew that.
You know Reddit. You know Reddit, yeah.
Okay, I have questions.
Okay.
I don't know if you have the answer.
I read this one.
Okay, first question.
Sort of. I read the end.
I have a couple. Yep. Why?
Yeah.
What? And how?
Okay.
They're my three questions.
Well, Gambo.
So we'll start with why.
Why? Well, when... Okay, this is how I put it to you.
Was he in the throes of pleasure?
No. Okay. Right. Wait, so do you mean was he...
With himself.
Oh, okay. Then yes.
Okay, you're right.
So, I thought you meant like, was he with a woman in bed and she's like, hey, got any coconuts?
He's on a tropical island.
I don't know. What do you mean? Just get a coconut. Trust me.
Okay. So he was... He was sorting himself out.
He was sorting himself out.
Right.
Found a coconut.
No, say, this is the bit where I have questions.
Okay, so admittedly, it was a really long post, and I only half-assed read it, so I only have the half-assed details. But I'm pretty sure he just had a coconut in his house, which is unusual for someone like you and me. Mm-hmm. We don't really have coconuts much, but I think, you know, in some either cultures or societies or how you've grown up, fruit you've bought... Coconut isn't that weird a thing.
Yep.
So let's ignore that as a being a weird thing, right?
Okay. Let's say he's in, I don't know, Barbados or somewhere that has coconuts.
Yeah. He reached out his window and grabbed a coconut. That's what happened. had the thought, hey, I wonder if I could masturbate into this.
Okay, so it was more of not a necessity, oh my God, I need something to catch what I'm throwing, but more of a, I wonder if.
Think it was more curiosity that killed this cat.
If anything, that brings more questions up.
Okay, yeah. Like, why specifically a coconut? Mm-hmm. Have you tried a sock?
Yes.
So, like, it's hard. A coconut is hard. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mm-hmm. he also... Okay, this is where it gets a little bit gross at the same time.
Oh, this is where it gets gross. Okay.
So, he decided that he could use butter to lube up the inside of this coconut.
Right.
And he says that by doing it, it was very enjoyable. Who'd have thunk it? Right?
Right.
Turns out, having sex with a coconut... lubed up with butter, great.
Right. Just quickly.
Yeah.
This is just a note for future us.
Yeah.
For editing. Can we just very lowly in the background have that song? I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. That's not.
If you hear it right now, we did it.
We are bothered to. If you don't, we got concerned with copyright and did it.
That's right.
So. Because he found it so pleasurable, he thought, you know what? Put this on the nightstand. I'll be back for you later.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
After a while...
So, did he drill a hole in the top?
So, I'm assuming... That's the part that I didn't read, but I'm assuming cut a hole in it at some point.
Put some butter. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this all makes perfect sense.
Yeah, okay.
Leave it on the nightstand, of course.
And then, exactly, for later use. Okay. Not consumption. So then, after using it a few times, he noticed that there was a bad smell in his room. And
I wonder what that was.
I'm not sure whether it was the semen or the butter. Like, it could have been.
Oh, you think it's related?
You leave butter out. That's like.
Oh, see, I didn't know that was related. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Ejaculate into a coconut, leave it there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And bad smell.
Yeah.
Possibly connected.
And.
Unconfirmed.
And also. Flies. He noticed some flies around. Anyway, so he said to himself, you know what? One last quickie.
Never underestimate a man with too much time
wanting to have sex with a coconut.
I was say wanting to have sex in general, really.
Okay. Yeah. They're but this coconut thing sounds great. I'm all right.
That's true.
He said it was brilliant. Anyway.
We go to the supermarket downstairs.
Exactly. Anyway, so he tries this one last time. And to cut a long story short, this is the grossest part, is there were maggots ended up being in the coconut. He didn't realize after a few pumps, pulled out, realized that there was maggots on his penis. And so then he like threw the coconut. And then I think some butter and semen came out as he did. And he scrubbed his balls till they were raw and threw up a lot.
Into a different coconut?
That's
his vomit coconut. He doesn't even have a bathroom anymore. He's just got...
He's just lined up coconuts.
He's got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Yeah.
Anyway,
we are normally an explicit show. That's probably the grossest
thing.
This
is the most explicit we've ever had.
So, new listeners, this is what it's like now. Exactly. We always do this.
We will. Just you wait.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's true. Oh god. I hope there's no kids listening. Imagine how much.
Warning. Just in case. The story you just heard was explicit. Yeah. You may want to cover their ears. Because we have parents that listen to the show, don't we?
Go back in time and... What? No, I don't know. Do we?
Yeah. We have people that have kids that listen to the show.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Vin. Oh, Vin's going to be loving this.
He will, actually. Yeah.
But, yeah. But he's...
Oh, my God. He's... No, Vin, if you're listening, are you coconut throwaway 69?
It's okay. You can tell us. But, Cambo, you may remember, before I started this...
You have three.
This was a series of three. So let me go to the next one. This was by God here.
Okay, yeah.
Today I fucked up by not listening to a Today I Fucked Up post and getting my dick stuck in a coconut.
My favorite thing is that he didn't listen to it.
I know.
He was like, Today I Fucked Up, coming in a coconut. Ooh. Well, that's a good idea.
What?
I mean,
penis
he
in a
did
coconut.
Warn me, but I mean, I know where he went wrong.
So, what happened to God here?
Yeah.
Is that after just, I'm assuming, reading the headline or just ignoring the advice altogether?
Yeah.
Because really, the only problem with that first story was, you left it there. Because he said it was enjoyable.
Is that the only problem with that first story?
Well, look, I mean, in terms of...
Okay.
If you're just looking for pleasure out of a coconut, nothing was wrong with that first part aside from leaving it there. So this guy's like, okay, easy done. Goes downstairs to his shopping center, supermarket, gets a coconut.
Yep. Or reached out the window. We don't know where he lives.
We could be in Barbados. Cut a hole in the coconut. Mm-hmm. Started pleasuring said coconut.
Right.
I think. Can you pleasure a coconut? Anyway, he realizes that the tip of his penis.
Right. Down.
He got it in, but due to swelling, I guess, couldn't quite get it out.
Yeah.
And then ended up. And he didn't go limp either, he was saying. So he was trying to get his penis out of the coconut, and it ended up scratching his penis a lot.
How do you... Okay. I don't want to get too graphic. But I would imagine the pain and the panic, you would lose any kind of rigid posture.
You would think so. I think maybe, though, in the moment...
Maybe he was really into that coconut.
In an instant moment of panic, though, like straight away, before you've had the chance to go limp, you might like, oh, crap, okay, and you might like quickly try and take it
like
off.
Like a reflex.
But, like, I'm sort of wondering how you get turned on by a coconut in the first place.
That's I did wonder that, but I've heard all these stories.
I don't know. It's intriguing.
Oh, boy.
But wait, Cambo, there's more.
Okay. And that was God himself.
That was God. Okay, this one's by David Crimson 45. Today I fucked up by not listening to a Today I Fucked Up about a Today I Fucked Up about using a coconut flashlight. Now, you're thinking, Cambo, well, what could go wrong here?
Right, yeah, I am.
He's got
yeah,
a fresh coconut. Rip. That's fine.
Okay, so here are the problems we've found so far.
Yeah.
Problem one, don't use the same coconut twice.
Yeah.
That was solved by God
here. He was like, psh, I'm only going to do this once.
But new problem, you know, it can catch.
Cut a hole big enough.
Cut a hole big enough. What possibly could go
there
wrong?
There couldn't be anything. Or could there, Cambo?
Or twist.
So, David Crimson 45. So I like how the first guy put a coconut throwaway account. Yeah. But the other two are like, I just did it.
I'm going to own it. Yeah,
I admit it. You can look me up. Yes. I'm not afraid to admit it. So anyway, David Crimson 45 said, okay, I just need to cut a bigger hole. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Don't do this so fast. Just, you know, take your time. You know,
I like how
the foreplay of the coconut.
People are beta testing fucking a coconut.
Exactly. And look how far we've come. So many problems have overcome in only just three attempts. So David Crimson starts having sex with said coconut.
Right.
And he said there's a little bit of coconut water inside as well, which he was like, oh, this is kind of nice, actually. You know, didn't need to use the butter, just the coconut water. That's fine.
And it's good for you.
And it's great for the skin, I think. Unless, Kendo.
You're the smoothest penis around.
Unless you're allergic to coconut water.
No, fuck off. No, it's... What? Wait. Allergic to it touching his skin, or did it go inside of him?
Actually, I don't know. I think he said that was like rashes on his penis afterwards. I'm not sure.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Anyway, I just think that if you're gonna fuck a coconut,
right? A few considerations.
Have a fresh coconut.
Yep.
Go to the store, fresh coconut.
One coconut. Per session.
Step two,
yep.
Cut a hole big enough.
Yep.
While you're at it, I think, probably, look, I'm going to look ahead here and say, just inspect the inside of the coconut. I've prevented another problem already. You could have, you know, little bugs or something get inside beforehand.
Okay, let's say step two, know your measurements.
Step three... Mm-hmm. Test whether you're allergic to coconut water.
Step three.
Beforehand.
Consult your doctor.
Take the coconut to your doctors.
Say to your doctor, look, doc, I'm not going to lie. Think about fucking this coconut. But I'm concerned because I read on the internet that some people are allergic to coconut water. Can you be here while I fuck this coconut?
I'm just going to duck to the bathroom.
No, just do it in the room.
Just don't do it.
At that point, what
shame?
Left?
What shame do you have? Yeah. Well, I think more so what would happen, this is how it would happen. You'd walk into the doctor's, you know, office with your coconut and he'd say, don't do it, get out.
Yeah. Okay, twist now.
Okay.
What if you go to the doctor?
You are the coconut. Doctor. What?
You go to the doctor with his coconut. You say, think about fucking the coconut. I know my measurements. I'm going to throw it away after this. I just want to know if I'm allergic. And what the doctor says, I'm going to stop you there. I am coconut throwaway 69. I advise you against it.
Okay. Right. Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, he probably is a doctor.
Look, if we know anything about doctors, and obviously we do, because I think which one of us is Dr. Sports?
I can't remember anymore.
Anyway, they have nothing better to do than sit around and fuck coconuts.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So ridiculous.
I'm sorry to our regular listeners who are like, why don't I make funny observations about
it? Oh, God. It's so funny. I couldn't not do this one.
I
did have the concern before, and I was like, oh, it's even just the term today I fucked up. Oh, I said the F word. That's not great. Too funny that I had to.
It was a rabbit hole that we all went down together, wasn't it?
I'm glad we went there together.
I am not. No, I am.
Does it just not make you more curious about coconuts? I'm just saying. It
makes me fear them.
So many bit. No,
look
one
at
of these
men they brought down.
Okay.
I'm not sexually adventurous.
You know, a while ago. You know, a while ago where we had a... Today I learned that one of the Americans' strategies during the Cold War was to send Russia larger condoms that said medium size.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have just sent a bunch of coconuts over it. Let them ruin their own self-esteem. With already the holes cut in them.
Hey, what? No, don't stop now. Send them to ISIS.
Yeah, right.
Don't be dropping expensive bombs. You get a bunch of coconuts for a couple of bucks. That will sort itself out.
That's funny.
Plus, even if it doesn't, they'll be too distracted anyway.
And the good thing
apparently
is...
Apparently, it's the best things in sliced bread. Do not try this with sliced bread.
Okay. I was going to say, the good thing is, you know, ISIS will never screw the same coconut twice. That's because it's not a virgin anymore.
That's true. Should we move on?
Yeah, maybe we should. All right. Anyway. Oh, God. All right. Here we go. Should I do another Reddit on Reddit? Or should we move on? I think we should move on. We've been half an hour into an episode. Okay. All right. Let's move into Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I learned.
Good now, Nelson. It's going to be a good wholesome show from this point on. Do you understand me? None more. No more of your tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Your coconut fuckery.
He's just so.
So now, is this better not be Today I Learned how to fuck a coconut? So I've had it up to pussy's bow.
Today I learned how not to fuck a coconut. Okay. This Today I Learned is by I'm Not Tat Dunrick.
Right.
Dunrick. Anyway, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a funny name. We all laughed.
Yeah. Today I learned the largest purchase ever made on an Amex black card was for US $170 million and was made by Chinese billionaire Lui Yiquan, earning him and his family free first-class travel for the rest of their lives. It's pretty...
Do you need free first-class travel for the rest of your life?
Okay, that was the first thing I was thinking. I was like, really? Mm. He spent $170 million. What do you think he spent $170 million on, Kimber?
Oh, I mean...
What could possibly be worth... $170 million?
A plane? Because then you wouldn't need the first-class flights anyway.
That would be a joke. Yeah. Okay.
Or a building,
it's not
maybe.
A plane. Okay, building. Right. Can you pay for that on one Amex? Because, like...
Give it a go.
No, I just imagine you have to pay multiple people in order to accumulate the $170 million for a building.
Right, you're right.
I'm shutting your ideas down.
Remember,
we do this often.
Plane, building, what else is Superman? Speeding train.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that a bird? Is that building? Is it? No, it's Superman. What? I don't know.
You can leap over a building in a single bound.
Oh, okay. That's where that came into it.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
A train. Oh, good one. All right. I reckon maybe a very lavish train. Anyway.
Yeah, it'd be on the higher end.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. First class train. But now he's like, oh, but now I've got first class plane tickets all my life and they're so much more convenient. Why don't we need this stupid train for? No. So what it was is a painting.
Oh.
No painting. Right. Is worth $170 million.
I'm going to argue and say one was, because this guy brought it.
No, he's just an idiot. Okay. That is... Nobody spends $170 million on a paint. Okay, I know.
Right.
I bet you...
Did you find out what the piece was, what it was called?
I did, man, I forgot.
Okay,
it's not a famous one, though. It's not like, you know... Mona Lisa.
Yeah, but it's not the dogs playing poker either, is it?
I would pay more money for that than what I saw this painting with.
I think
it was like a naked lady, and it's really expensive porn, basically. With the coconut. No, but it was just not worth that much money. And it just angers me, okay? But then it got me thinking.
Yeah.
this is where my thought process went.
Right.
Free first class tickets for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should spend $170 million or more. Psh, yeah, why limit yourself?
Obviously.
On one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking.
Can I throw a quick suggestion?
Yeah.
And feel free to ignore this.
Yeah. I often do.
Yep. To fly first class for the rest of your life, I'm going to say probably won't cost you $170 million.
Yes. But, Cambo, you have not... this is why I'm the smartest one group, yeah, okay? Yeah. In the group.
You're the smart guy and the funny guy.
I'm basically... What do you do?
I'm the email guy.
Oh, you're the email guy, yeah, right. Yeah. So far, in 45 episodes, you've come up with one email.
There was like three emails. Oh, okay. Nelson, thank you very much.
Sorry. what if... Yeah, what if, Cambo... I were to sell a $170 million item to myself.
Okay, right.
I could do a painting. Oh, that's $170 million, Nelson. Oh, no worries. I'll chuck it on the card.
Yeah, okay, right.
Process it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there'd probably be some processing fees.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's why they said, because just on the processing fee alone was probably enough.
The processing fee is less than first class flights for the rest of your life.
I reckon it could be. Because I'm thinking, like, I'll just fly, like, every day.
How much does it cost to process
that? Actually, not only that, but let's say it costs... Because how much is a first class ticket? It's, like, a few thousand dollars top of... No, I would say, like, 10,000, right?
Yeah, it depends on the distance of the flight.
Right,
the most expensive one, I believe, is between the United States... It's on Emirates, the United States and the Emirates. Qatar, I think.
Oh, okay, right.
And
Where Emirates is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
From a couple of different countries. But I think this one particularly is, I think, Qatar to the United States.
Right.
I think is about $23,000 for tickets. But obviously, there's a very kind of popular ad. It was mocked a little bit with Jennifer Aniston in this first class thing. And they're like a pod. They're like a self-contained pod.
Right, okay.
That you just kind of, you get a TV and a bed and all kinds of
stuff. You get there faster than everybody else.
Yeah. You're in a smaller, separate plane at the front of the actual plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Because I actually, the only time I think I've thought about first class was when I was in Vegas, and on the way home, we were like, hey, maybe we'll just upgrade our tickets to, you know, didn't spend all the money I wanted to.
Yeah.
And then it was like, over 10 grand, between like 10 and 20 grand, I guess. And we were like, oh, that's a lot more than we thought it would be. So this is the other part of it.
Right.
Okay, if there's a processing fee, transaction fee, I reckon, then you could just sell your first class tickets to people.
Oh.
Huh? That's where I get the money back.
Okay.
And then once I've done that, hopefully it doesn't take too long. It's like, wow, I spent 54 years of my life selling one ticket a day to people in first class, and I finally get to use it. That's my plan. That's my thought process.
Your scam is you're going to paint a picture.
Yep.
You're going to sell it to yourself for a fee of $170 million.
Genius.
Put on your Amex Black card that you have for some reason.
Yeah, that might be a tricky part just to get it in the first place. Look, hey, I want a credit card. I want the cap to be $170 million.
So you pay for it. And then essentially, because you're just paying money from you to you, you're getting free first class tickets for the rest of your life. But, of course, transaction fees, you're going to cover them by selling off select first class flights. Yeah. Is that your plan?
Yeah, I think so.
Wrapped up in a bow?
I think that's
it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You just said about a guy fucking a coconut, and this is the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Look, it's up there. It's,
it's this, then fucking a coconut. okay, well, wait, though, but surely that doesn't make... Do you as the... Oh, yeah, I don't know. Nah, never mind. I was trying to work out and justify that more, but right. No, it was just that it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
All right. I have another one here for you, Cambo. This is by That Johnny Worcester Kid. Yep. Today I learned that Jackie Wilson always kissed the ugliest girl in the audience because they'll all think they can have me and keep coming back and buying my records.
Hmm.
Pretty genius.
Yeah. Also, what a pig.
I don't know. Is he, Cambo? Because really, if there's good-looking artists kissing attractive girls, all the ugly girls, and look, ugly is an opinion, okay? Then that's kind of mean for those girls' self-esteem that are ugly. What if the ugly ones are like, oh my God, I'm found attractive by this super attractive guy. Yep. I have so much self-esteem now.
That bit, I don't have a problem with.
Okay.
It's the exploitive. Yeah, this will get the uggos.
Well, it's okay because he doesn't tell them. Because
then they'll think they have a chance. Of course they don't. Look at me. I'm so famous.
Maybe, though, one day he kisses a ugly girl who gives him the best kiss of his life.
Ooh, twist. Mm. What a twist in this episode.
A lot of twists. And then he ends up marrying her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ugly girls had the last laugh.
That's true. Wouldn't that be a fairy tale ending?
That's what they should do instead of Cinderella.
Right. Like, some sleazy guy kissed a chick he thought was ugly to sell more. But then they fell in love.
It is really harsh, isn't it? Yeah. It's actually so bad.
It's. This has been... what. This episode, more than I would say the other episodes we've done, shines a real light onto humanity, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
People are fucking coconuts. You're trying to scam a credit card company into flights.
Hey, that was me, okay.
Yeah, no, I know. This guy's trying to exploit women that he thinks are ugly for money. Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's true. I just wish I had thought of all this stuff.
Yeah, really. Me too, yeah.
Actually, I did think of the scamming the credit card company. Yeah. Didn't work out very well, as you pointed out. Thanks. Okay. All right, Cambo, I'm going to move on again because...
Yeah, we're running a bit late.
We're going over time. All right, let's go into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by YT All Around. As long as I've been alive, I still have no idea what to do while people are singing happy birthday to me. It's such a good one, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Yeah. I actually loved just recently as my niece, who was her second birthday.
Yeah.
And it's cute because for one, she sings happy birthday all the time now.
Right.
You're like, oh, who are we going to sing happy birthday to?
This is her Despacito. Like, this is just what she jabs at.
Yeah, exactly. Right, okay. So, you know, we'll be like, oh, who do we sing happy birthday to? And you point to somebody in the room and then sing happy birthday to them. So I think during part of her happy birthday song, when we were singing to her, she was joining in,
right?
And the other part was just looking around at everyone, just like amazed, like, oh my God, are you guys singing to me? What is this? Crazy. You know, just this idea of like, I have no idea really what's going on. Like, she had even been prepped for the happy birthday song,
right?
So she knew it was coming, but just didn't really understand the concept of what it really meant. And I wish now that I had that same feeling now when people sing happy birthday to me, to just be kind of be amazed and like enthralled and be like, oh, I'm so into this.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, is do you enjoy being sung happy birthday to?
Well, now I think it's a bit awkward, you know? It's like, okay, thanks. I just kind of politely smile to the room of people.
I would say is that no one like wants to sing happy birthday because it's always a begrudging happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Though recently, I did get caught in a happy birthday off.
Oh.
Which, let me explain. We were out for dinner in a pretty crowded restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for my my sister's birthday.
Okay.
But over the other side of the restaurant, someone started singing happy birthday to people on the table.
Wait, at the same time?
No, just like independently. We hadn't sung it. Okay. But independently, they start singing happy birthday. Right. And you get that kind of like, well, you know, we're here for her birthday. As soon as they stop, we start singing, but we go a little louder and a little more bombastic.
Happy
birthday to you.
Sticking your fingers up to the people in the corner as well. Yep.
So we finish, and then we're pretty proud of ourselves. Yep. On the other corner, another happy birthday starts, even louder and
more
bombastic.
Those people are lying.
Right. That one finishes.
Yep.
And then in the fourth corner, finally,
what
they start singing happy birthday. Okay. But what happened at this point, which is something I actually weirdly have not ever experienced before, but the whole restaurant just decided to join in. And it was loud. It was like the tables were rattling loud. It's really weird.
Okay, that's weird.
But that one I think was enjoyable because everyone was like screaming and was real into it. And
well, see, okay, I was going to bring up another point, but I don't think that's true, and I'll get to why. Mm-hmm. So my family, we had a set of birthdays in a row where, because our family's all born pretty close together, actually.
Your family's very like efficient and organized. So it just seems right that your family is like, well, you just got a month and we're going to knock them all out.
That's pretty much what happened. Yeah. And there were a couple of big birthdays. So there was more parties, more people over. It wasn't the direct family and immediate family rather. So then when it got to like one person's birthday, who it wasn't a milestone for, everybody was kind of like, oh, this is a bit boring, like saying happy birthday. It's just a few of us here. It's really underwhelming. So then we started to sing happy birthday at different times and in different tunes. Right. And you can repeat whatever lines you like. Uh-huh. And so that it just felt like there was way more people there.
Right.
And the hip hips go for about a minute 30. and you hip hip and hooray to yourself, not to anybody else. And we were like, wow, this is enjoyable. I quite like this. And then, so we sort of semi-kept up the tradition for a while, for a few years. And I think it maybe petered out because we realized that if it's your birthday, it's just, you still have that same sense of awkwardness while the rest of, in this case, your family is just going nuts, going, happy birthday to you, happy birthday. And so I think, no matter what, that is still awkward for the individual whose birthday it is. They still don't know what to do, no matter how the birthday song is sung and what accompanies it.
Now, just quickly, what was the name of the person that had the shower thought?
It was YT All Around.
Okay, YT All Around. We've now talked for about 10 minutes and we don't have a solution.
Okay.
That's just what I wanted to say.
I know you posted on Reddit because you wanted us to give you a solution. Yes, yeah. As mentioned before, everybody wants to get on the show.
Reddit, that's what we're hearing.
But no, good enough. Do you know what I think?
Look, thanks this for writing into the show. I know you didn't, but in a way we made you.
Okay. This is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of Happy Birthday song.
Yep.
Do you need it?
No.
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 And not only that, but nobody ever knows how to start or who is starting the hip hips.
Yes, true.
There's always the awkward.
A mutual friend of ours, actually, but he once told me his tip, because he always wants to be the guy that says hip hip.
Okay. So he does it a tiny bit before, doesn't he?
No, he drops the last line of happy birthday.
Okay.
The happy birthday to you. He doesn't sing that.
Okay.
So as soon as they hit that last note, he's already there going,
he's already
hip,
taken
hip.
The breath in exactly. to say hip hip. Okay.
So life pro tip, if you want to be the hip hip guy, drop the last line of happy birthday and just get ready.
Yeah. I was at a birthday not that long ago and I felt a little bit awkward because I didn't know the person too well at this birthday party. But just, I kind of was like quickly glancing around the room, like as we were singing, like who's going to do the hip hips? Oh my God, I don't think anybody's going to do the hip hips. So as we got to it, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Psyched myself up a little bit. And I went, hip hip. And as I did it, there was somebody else much closer to the birthday person.
And the alpha male, I would say.
Actually, it was a female.
Okay, alpha lady.
Well. Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, huh? So I did the first one, and then I just, hooray, hooray. Yeah, let's, nobody heard that. Yeah, good.
The other thing, and we should get off birthday songs soon, but I find, because obviously people call me Cambo, but also that's not my name.
Yeah, this is a classic.
So if there's friends and family, you get that thing where you've got two different names and it kind of mashes into this awful sound.
Yeah.
That's not,
get rid of them.
It's not pleasurable for me at all.
Get rid of Happy Birthday song.
If you want to pleasure me, get me a coconut and a stick of butter.
Oh, God. Okay, Cambo, I have another one here. I never realized how much I couldn't stand people until I started using social media. This is by a new 39. I forgot to credit it. Yes. And I think I've had this opinion as well. But also, I include myself almost in this. It's more that I can't, not that I can't stand people, but I can't stand people on social media in general. And arguably, I've defriended a lot of friends, probably still, that I'm like, you just talk too much.
I'm a fan of the silent unfollow.
Oh, that's a good one.
So you just don't get any notifications. But you're talking to a guy, this is my job.
Yeah.
So I know better than anyone how annoying people on social media are.
Yeah. Well, it's different though as well. Okay, maybe it's not different. I was going to say, obviously, the one problem with social media is that people don't have an identity, essentially.
Yes.
And so because you're doing it for a company, people feel like they can say whatever because how are they going to find out whatever, you know, you're not going to track them down, even though it does normally have their full name on Facebook.
Like, if I can be bothered,
you could probably give it a go. You could give it a red hot go. But I think I just, in terms of just friends, though, I don't like the constant updates of what you're doing. It's pretty annoying most of the time.
How do you feel about holiday pictures?
I'm actually okay with them.
I am also okay with them.
I understand that
idea
of it.
Because I understand that everyone has that auntie and that you know, family member that genuinely loves those things. Yeah. So I post, I try not to post too much, but I do post when I'm away. Like, hey, I'm here today.
Yeah.
Because I know there's certain members of my family that would just eat that up. That'd love
it. Well, yeah, that's true. And see, I would argue that going on holiday to the Bahamas is more interesting than what you ate for breakfast the other day.
That's true.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
We had a friend who was notoriously terrible with his Facebook.
Or hers.
Oh, crap. I hope he's not listening. Oh, no. Now every guy that we that is friends with is, might think it's them.
And he's definitely a listener. Yeah. So if you're one of our listeners, it probably isn't you.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. But anyway, get your social media under wraps, people. I think on the other, talking about, like I was saying before, where people don't feel they have an identity. It's really interesting when it comes to gaming.
Right.
Gaming, you know, the quote of a gamer is normally, I've had sex with your mom. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I find that I sometimes turn into this person as well. I am not immune to, okay, I don't really make your mom jokes. There's probably a little bit of a young age, but I'll get really angry at somebody and be like, what the F are you doing? Particularly in Dota, the game that I play all the time.
Yeah.
And this isn't, and I would say it's like 95% of players at some point will be that angry player. It's not always, but it's definitely that idea of, well, nobody really knows who I am, so I'm just going to yell at people. And you can change your name as well in the game, so it's like nobody's going to, you know,
track you down.
Track you down.
Do you find that liberating?
Not particularly, no. I actually don't really like that I do it sometimes. You know, right. it's just when you get in a heated moment, you get angry, you know? Yeah, people get angry, right. And if you're in front of somebody, you may as well tell them how angry you are.
And by in front, you mean on the other side of the world.
On the other side of the world.
Through a screen.
Actually, probably still in Australia, but, you know, yes. And so I actually read a study not that long ago, or heard of a study, let's be honest, I probably didn't read too much into it, that venting your frustration, your anger on the internet, whether it's by social media or I'm assuming games it's including in that,
yeah,
actually makes you more angry than if you just didn't do anything at all. I'd heard a similar concept as well, which was in relation to... It was a study done for, it's like students doing an exam or something. The study was that they got marked and some were just given bad marks. All were given bad marks.
Yeah.
And there was a group that got to yell into a pillow and punch a pillow, mm-hmm. and a group that just had to sit there and do nothing. And the study showed the people that did nothing were fine with it after, you know, like 5 minutes, whereas the people that were hitting the pillow, getting really angry, right. you know, essentially taking their frustration out, was still just as angry, if not more angry.
That's really interesting.
So, yeah, I reckon it's cool. My brother had this idea a while ago,
yeah.
Which was to do with, it was like breaking things in a room for relief, essentially.
Right.
So you'd get a baseball bat and you'd uh-huh. smash like an old TV or something right. like that. Turns out they started this just recently, and he was really pissed off because okay. he was like, I had that idea like 7 years ago, and he really did. Although theirs is just plates, I think. You just throw plates at a wall or something like that. But it's like, well, that's actually unhealthy for you. If you're going in there and it's not as a joke and you're like, no, actually, I need to relieve some stress and some anger, it's way worse for you to do that. So
interesting.
Don't do that. Life pro tip.
Dear listener.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some feelings and you're struggling, bottle them up.
Push them deep,
deep down.
Yep.
And move on.
Exactly. Nobody wants to hear you whining. Definitely don't go on a social media. No, God, especially if you're a friend with me.
especially that one.
Yeah. Okay, but we should move on. But I just have one last quick shower thought.
Okay.
This is by Texas Joey. Grocers must be wondering why their coconut sales are up today.
Yeah, we've come full circle.
Oh, yeah, that's it. All right, Kevin, let's move into Ask Reddit.
Full circle of a coconut.
This Ask Reddit is by Custy Dash. Nope, it's not.
Okay.
It's by Throwaway 75716.
Oh, no, we know what this means.
Yeah.
What did he find?
It's actually not, I don't even know why it's a throwaway account. Anyway, they say, what nice gesture annoys you? That's it. It's not that bad.
Singing happy birthday.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
That is me so
have
much.
Have we talked enough about that song?
No, I think we should get back to it.
What nice gesture annoys me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to be birthday related again, but I actually turn off my notifications on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I hide it because as
that
nice
was birthday it, and social media related.
It is. Oh my God. As nice as it is really annoying to have your timeline like flooded with people that you're like, I haven't talked to you in like a year.
Yeah, I know. You didn't know it was my birthday. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So again, I know it's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
But I would extend that to kind of like presents in general.
Okay. Yeah.
Mainly because, especially lately, I've been trying to minimize everything in my life.
Stuff. Yep.
And generally, they'll get you something that I don't necessarily want or need.
Yeah.
And I end up kind of throwing it out.
Yeah.
But it's so nice that they've tried to do it for me to make me happy. But
yeah. Yeah, I would agree with presence. Yeah. I think presence is one where it's like, yeah, I can see what you're doing, but unless it's something that I really wanted or yeah. was in desperate like, need of.
Unless
like,
someone tomorrow gave me a headphone splitter, which we really need. Because listen at home, I can't hear any of this. I'm going headphoneless.
Well, you can hear. I can basically hear as you. Much as you can.
I am,
You've I'm, been doing really well yeah, at I've lip reading. Yeah. But yeah, exactly. Stuff like that is fine. Yeah. And that sounds like such probably an asshole thing
to
say.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's such a nice thing for people to want to buy you a present.
And, yeah.
And I feel honored or like flattered when people do.
Yeah.
But generally, I've either brought it for myself anyway or it's just kind of something I don't need.
Yeah, exactly. One thing that I thought of was, especially, I would say, in my case of growing up with an Italian mother, getting people telling you to eat more.
Right, yep.
I think it, and see, I feel like I learned that as growing up, that was a normal thing to do, and you should always do that. And I feel like I, at some point, had an epiphany, and it was probably more so when I would be asked to eat more of sweet things. And I don't really particularly like, you know, desserts or sweet things like that, more lollies, and especially if I'm, you know, going on a health kick or something like that. And it would really frustrate me when people would say, oh, you should, you know, eat more. Oh, come on. Oh, I made this just for you. And, okay, my mom, like, I love my mom, but she's also the worst and she guilts people all the time. Right. So it's the guilt that I, you know, like, hate, which is joined by that. But then I learned, I think, from that, okay, if I get annoyed by it just being sweet things, I imagine other people get annoyed by me offering them more food all the time, just in general.
Yeah.
So I've tried to very purposefully cut that out a little bit. But it is a dangerous line because people, you know, inherently, I think, say no. When somebody says, oh, hey, you want a drink?
Yeah.
You want some food, whatever? You inherently say, oh, no, thanks, I'm all right, because you don't want to put that person out of their way, you know? And so, so you probably should still offer a couple of times, but I haven't worked out what the sweet point is.
I would say, let's make this as a, we'll work this out right now.
Okay.
I would say, let's say we're at a movie theater, and I'm getting someone to eat and drink. Say, hey, Nelson, do you want a drink?
Yeah.
And you go,
oh, no, thanks, I'm all right.
I think you should push it once.
Mm.
And then if they say no again, then you move on.
Mm.
But I think you should push it once as in, oh, no, come on, I don't mind. Are you sure?
Yeah. Because
then it's like, I genuinely don't mind. Yeah. Anything more than that, I think you're being too pushy or they're being too polite, both of which are annoying.
I think the issue with that is in the time at which those events occur, because you're saying it like straight after each other, right? Hey, do you want a drink? No, I'm right, thanks. Are you sure? I've already committed to the no, I'm all right, thanks. But so I think about like more at a party, let's say. Mm-hmm. Let's say I've got some hors d'oeuvres. I'm at, what's his name's
party?
Stephen Hawking's party.
Referred episode 20.
Waiting for all the time travelers. Anyway, and I'd say, hey, do you want one? And you're like, nah, I'm okay. And then I might go around to the rest of the group, maybe even the rest of the room or something.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, sure you don't want one? And then I feel like they've had the time, because then there's also been other people that are like, yeah, I'm freaking starving. I don't care about, you know, say no. And just other people having food is then an indication for them to say, yeah, okay, it's all right. And you can even, and it also gives people that excuse to say that they don't have to stick to their guns. Because if somebody else has already had one, you'd be like, ah, well, Steve's having one. I suppose I will. Right. You know, gives you that like little in to have one. People are just almost too polite for their own good.
Do you think, okay, do you think you could, I mean, and I know you're not a fan of guilting, but could you go, hey, do you want a drink? No, I'm okay. Oh, come on, I don't want to be the only one with a drink. Do you think that would make them be like, oh, why not?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Maybe like just a touch of guilt.
Yeah. Just a sprinkle of guilt.
A sprinkle of guilt. So that if they really don't want it, they say, nah.
Yeah.
And then if they
do secretly actually want it, that is the perfect in. Yeah. You're like, ah, oh, go on then.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't want to make you feel bad. Oh, okay, all right, that's good.
Oh, you're welcome.
So this show endorses guilting people.
Yes. Guilt your friends. Bottle up your emotions. Scam credit card companies. And if you're going to fuck a coconut, do it with a stick of butter.
Yeah. And not more than once, and cut a hole big enough, and don't be allergic.
There's a whole bunch of rules.
Refer to the first half an hour of this episode. No, what I'm thinking, Kembo, guilt people into listening to this podcast.
Oh.
hey, do you want to look at this podcast? Nah, not really. Oh, it'd be really good for me if you could listen to this podcast.
Right, yeah.
So just listeners, like, homework.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, listeners, a little bit of homework. And we know everyone hates homework. We get it. We're cool like that.
Yeah.
But, and we'll do this as well. Just get one person into listening this week.
Okay.
It could be your brother. It could be your sister. It could be a coworker.
It could be.
If it is a coworker, maybe not this episode because it's quite explicit. Yeah. But last episode was not bad.
So yeah. You can
go to 44.
Tell them to listen to episode 44.
And then say when you've acclimatized, listen to 45.
Yeah. When you've listened to the other 43 episodes after 44, ready, then yes. Okay, Gambit. I have another one. Oh, my God, we're so over time. Okay, I have another one here. This is by Philosophical Farmer. What screams, I'm educated, but not very smart? Now, I understand this one might put you on the spot, Kevin.
Right, yeah, it does a little bit. I was going to say any kind of art degree.
Okay.
As in, like,
yes.
I think a lot of people get an art degree. And, like, I say that as people that want to be creative.
Yeah.
But I think certain people get an art degree to finish their degree, to appear educated, even if it's not something they want to do, and they end up going to something completely different anyway.
Okay. Good. I was going to say sort of along similar lines. In my experience, right, I'm not saying everyone, I'm just saying on average,
right,
doctors.
Right, okay.
Because I think very particularly, they are educated people. They have to be. Yeah, yeah. A doctor has to be educated. But I've known and had encounters with many a doctor. And okay, this is perhaps what we need to distinguish is what is educated and what is smart. Mm-hmm. See, educated I see is literally just, you know, having that education, learning about a particular thing. But being smart, I would say, it has more to do with common sense. So a lot of doctors I've seen are educated, but not smart in terms of they can't hold a conversation to... you know, save their life.
Right.
And
but hopefully they can save other people's lives.
Well, hopefully. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the point. And I think, it's not all doctors. I don't want to say that, you know, as a bad thing. But I think really quite often, because often you sacrifice.
So would you say it's the difference between book smarts and, for lack of a better term, street smarts? You know,
pretty much.
Like knowledge, like text knowledge and world knowledge.
Yeah. So education is book smarts.
Yeah.
And this just said smart person, but smart person is street smarts.
Yeah.
Because, and I think the reason is like there literally is a correlation in the sense that if you want to be somebody like a doctor, you are being taking a lot of time to be educated about something.
Yeah.
And you might miss some of the, wisdom or nuances in growing up of getting that street smarts. You know, you're not out smoking weed with the guys. There's probably some doctors.
With the Reddit on Reddit crew, am I right, Nelson?
Oh, yeah.
We're blazing all the time.
All the time. Or, you know, just certain, like, you probably... Again, generalizing, really don't want to offend doctors because, you know, they might save my life one day. But probably
they
go
might
to
not
less
save your life one day.
Social, might go to less social events or something, and then I think you could even get into a point where if you're a successful doctor earning a lot of money, you can become a little bit cocky as well. Mm-hmm. Just in general, anybody that makes a lot of money can get a bit of cockiness to them. And I think that can make you... not street smart because, you know, somebody I feel is street smart is empathetic,
right?
You know, and you probably miss that part of it. Even in school, like I remember a guy who was really smart in my high school, really super smart, but didn't really have any friends as such and just was really super awkward around people. And I think he went on to be, I'm not sure whether he was a doctor, but like he just ended up doing something super smart and, You know, that's not to say that he's unhappy right. or anything by maybe not having as many friends as other people, but I think he just sort of lacked some of those street smarts qualities.
I think everyone has one of these people in their school. He's someone that I used to refer to him as, like he's a smart idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he would ace every test.
Yeah.
But he would always get in trouble and he'd just talk his mouth off.
Yeah.
Say really dumb things all the time.
Yeah.
So he was a smart idiot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I think actually schools promote smart idiots. Mm. Like the education system, the way it is now, which is argued across, I know at least, Western society quite a lot, is how we are not efficiently educating people. Like the way that schools are formed right now right. isn't the right way to educate everybody. And I think it does lead to this sort of thing. Like I even think about year 12, which I didn't complete. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not great with this, but that whole year to me wasn't really about learning. It was about being assessed, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that that's a really negative way to teach. But anyway, that could get off to another really long tangent, so let's not go too far into that. But that was an interesting question.
As ever, very, very interesting.
Was it?
I said, as ever, it was very interesting.
Yes. Sorry. I just remembered I missed part of the last one that I did. I want to credit this other person because I thought they did a good one.
Okay.
With what nice gesture annoys you. This was by Custy Dash. Remember I stuffed it up at the start?
Yeah.
Anyway, they said, people letting you through in traffic when the other lane has cars speeding past. You know, it might be two lanes right. and somebody's like, oh, go through. And you're like, no, I can't. There's another lane.
Yeah.
I've had really awkward moments where somebody like gets angry at me that I haven't gone through. I'm like, I can't. Right. I don't know what you want me to do. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that one up. Okay. It was good. Okay, Cambo. That was Ask Reddit. But we have the Love Us question.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to number 14, set 2.
Now, say this is someone's first episode.
Yep.
How would you explain the Love Us question?
Okay, so there was a doctor guy mm-hmm. once who was street smart as well as well-educated. Is that a good sentence? Oh, man, I'm neither educated or street smart.
Doesn't matter. We've got a podcast on the internet. We don't have either of those.
Exactly. We can shout our opinions at people.
What are they going to do? Write in? I hope so.
Please write in. So this person came up with questions in which you and your partner could answer together. And theoretically, so long as everything went according to plan, you'd end up loving each other at the end.
Yes. And in this scenario, you, the listener, are our partner.
Yes.
So we want to make you fall in love with us.
Exactly.
But inadvertently, as a side effect we've discovered, you will hear me and Nelson fall in love.
Yeah. It's getting pretty weird. Yeah. Earlier in the episode, I said we moved in together.
That's true.
It's a one bedroom.
It's progressive.
Yeah. Okay, so this week's question is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time?
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you done it?
Let's see how this works. What do you think that mine is?
Okay. I think it would be probably creating a TV show, movie, something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I could probably also answer why haven't you done it as well? Because it's really fucking hard. Like,
it's true.
I feel as though you have taken steps towards doing these things already, and it's not something that you can just be like, okay, I'm just going to do it.
That is right. The ultimate dream is to create a TV show.
Yeah.
I've had the same concept for, almost 9-10 years now, almost.
Yeah,
it's getting 2008, I guess.
Right.
Maybe 2009. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We've had the same kind of concept, but I would say that we have actively taken the right step towards it.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Could we argue that maybe we could have done more?
Yes. I was going to say, that being said, there is something to the idea of, you know, closing your eyes and jump.
Yeah.
It doesn't because always work, but there are many people that have just dropped what they're doing, done it, and been very successful.
Yeah.
That we've never tried.
And I guess that's what it's trying to get you to think of, but I don't think there's anything wrong with the process of let's think this through, let's take some lessons, you know, like you always hear the success stories of people jumping off and, you know, it working out for them, but there's probably a ton of other people that also haven't done that. Again, not necessarily saying don't do it, just know there's risks.
And I mean, I guess the famous case is Kevin Smith. When he made Clerks, he maxed out 4 credit cards to make it.
Right.
So he got 4 credit cards, he maxed them all out, but then the film got picked up, and obviously he was able to pay them all off, and he's obviously quite a wealthy man.
Yeah.
But there's also, for every Kevin Smith, probably 100 people with 4 maxed out credit
cards. Exactly, yeah, that's the thing. I would also put into the argument of quality, right? So we've had this idea of TV show, and if you, you know, don't want to, if you want to take the half risk and not max out 4 credit cards, then, you know, your production quality is probably going to be less. Mm-hmm. You might have to film it for a longer period of time, which means that your actors and things like that might not be able to commit the time as such. You also probably want to pay actors that can act rather than just friends. And if you end up with something that's, you know, not that good, it still might be, you still might be able to use that as a baseline to then sell it further or something. But I think you also risk ending up with a piece of shit.
That's true. But that being said, is there more we could have done? Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the same thing with, because mine is probably.
Well, can I say, is yours esports related?
Probably.
But I was going to say maybe some kind of big esports tournament. Company that you like to create.
Yeah, I would say that. The thing with this is it does say that you've dreamed of doing for a long time.
Right.
And I wouldn't say esports I've dreamed of doing for a long time. And admittedly, yes, there has been some things that I could have done to further progress that. Reasons, to answer the question, why haven't you done it? I would say that it's because I realized after pursuing it quite heavily for a while that Australia isn't quite there yet for creating the company that I wanted to create, you know. And I think it will still happen. It will still definitely happen. But I just think we don't have enough volume of people. I was talking to you about this earlier today. Yeah. That are really into esports to make what I want to do successful.
Right.
But to be involved in the esports industry, if I made that a little bit more generic, there's probably more things that I could be doing to try and get into that. So I don't know. I guess that would be mine. But again, that's only really been a short-term-ish goal, like maybe 2 years, I'd say, that I've dreamed of doing that. Before that, I don't reckon I've been someone that's ever, like, dreamed to do something. Even when we talk about, you know, creating a TV show or movie, something like that, I've never really been like, that's exactly what I want to do, you know? So, I don't know. I don't have many dreams.
Yeah.
I don't dream, people. But I think that the esport one is something that will become that thing I've dreamed of for a long time. And hopefully, it's not just a dream by the time I rethink of this question in a few years' time and something's actually happened there.
Now, do you feel that, listeners? You've just fallen in love with this a little bit more.
Just that little bit more. Just that little bit more. It's a 36-step process.
You've
taken 14 steps.
Yep. You're almost halfway-ish.
Almost. Sort of a little bit. But yeah, it's whatever. Okay. All right. Well, that was the Love Ask question, Cambo. We can finally move on to Ask Me Anything.
Yes.
And if we do it fast enough, it won't be our longest episode ever. But it will be. It will be.
It will be.
Okay, so we have... which one are you going to do? We didn't talk about this.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We did. Which is weird, because now we live together all the time.
Yeah, I know. We're around each other like way more often.
Because it's open on my phone.
Okay.
I'm going to do Cousin Rowan.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And we should say we've actually got quite a couple that have come
quite
through.
A couple.
Quite a couple. I'm not street smart or book smart. I've got quite a few.
Yeah.
That have come through. So if you have sent one in, we will answer it probably next week. Don't think we've missed it. We won't. We wouldn't do that.
That's right.
Yes.
Don't fret.
Yes. Or do fret. I don't know. Don't listen to us.
But one thing is, don't stop writing it.
Yes,
okay. Because this week, sure, we have more than two. Next week, who knows?
Yes. Okay, so obviously, Cousin Rowan, whose cousin is it? We'll never know. It's the mystery of the podcast.
Okay.
It's probably Nelson's.
The biggest mystery.
He's been writing in consecutively, and this is AMA 16.0.
Whoa.
It's his 16th email.
Whoa.
He said, gentlemen, AMA 16.0. If you had to replace your counterpart on the podcast with someone that you know, who would you choose? And then he actually said, attachment for your consideration. Now, I won't be able to hear this, Nelson, but I'm going to try and play it through the
microphone. Afterwards, we could pretend to be a good podcast and edit it properly in.
Hello, and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Cousin Rowan, and joined with me today is Michael Campo Campbell.
So that was Rowan's audition, I guess.
Interesting that I wasn't the person that he was doing it with.
Yeah, see, that's what I liked most about Rowan.
Yeah, really?
Because he didn't replace me.
Yeah, okay, well.
Probably because we're cousins. Maybe, who knows?
Maybe I end up being the jokes guy that has a section halfway through
the show. Right, right. Now it's time for Nelson's joke corner.
Joke. Right. That's it. It'd be great if we could get some jokes on this show. That's all true. I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I would say I think that we probably both have the same person, kind of, who originally was with us at the dawn of this idea, who is our friend Eden.
Yeah.
You, me, and him obviously all write together.
Yeah.
He was there for the initial spark of the conversation that we recorded originally.
Yeah.
To create this podcast, there was talk for a little while at the beginning, maybe he was going to be on it with us. Mm-hmm. So probably him, I would say.
That is a good point. Do you know what's funny, though? Because, like, yes, probably definitely him.
Yeah.
But I didn't even think of him.
Oh, really?
When I first read this question. Exactly. No, I think I would, if I could, I don't know, I would get Coconut Throwaway 69. The podcast might change a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
And it would end up being, hey, Coconut Throwaway 69, what did you put your dick in this week? And that would be more of an educational show,
right, yeah,
I think. You know.
So instead of Reddit on Reddit, it was like, fucked it on Reddit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Although after maybe a few failed attempts of his, he wouldn't be able to fuck anything anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would probably be my choice.
Okay.
I mean, because either way, if it's replaced, I feel like there'd still be a good rapport. But a free shout out, he's a funny guy. Funnier than us, certainly. He does comedy festivals and things like that.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll link, he's got a show with his brother. Maybe we'll link that Facebook page.
The Facebook page. Yeah. Yep. Because you can't go see their show anymore. But
when
they
it is,
do
you'll know.
Some more. So, yeah. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Rowan. Okay, I have one here from Holly Bullenbore. I feel so bad. Holly Bullenbore. Okay. That was correct.
And what I find interesting about this is she's called AMA, then in brackets AUA. Ask us anything.
Why didn't we think of doing
that? Because we're not street smart or book smart.
Okay. All right. Holly writes to us. If you could make your own animal by combining parts from other animals, what parts would you choose and what would you call your new animal?
Right. And this, I think we both kind of identified as actually being a question from an old Ricky Gervais podcast. That they asked Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're just as smart as Carl Pilkington.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an interesting one. It's a bit of a cheat.
Okay.
So essentially, I'd have the body of a human. I just want the brain of a dog. So I just want a human. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want a human dog. Or
you want
no?
A
let's
swap human
that. Body of a dog, brain of a human.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you've gone for the worst parts.
Yeah, because okay, yeah, let's say body
you've
of a
just
dog,
got
brain
an
of a
idiot human.
Because that way
they can get into more trouble.
That way, you know, when you come home and you got your dog's on the couch or whatever, and you sit down, and you're like, oh, yeah, hey boy, how are you? Give him a pat on the head. And he goes,
yeah.
And then the dog goes, anyway, how was work? And you can have
exactly.
a chat with him.
I think though the problem would be right.
Yeah.
Because patting dogs
I
is
don't
nice.
See a problem, but go on.
Do, yeah. Patting dogs is, you know, nice thing to do, like a pat, and they really like it.
Yeah.
But what if like I was the dog and you started patting me and I was like, oh yeah, that feels really good. Oh yeah, little lower. Oh yeah, man, that's great. Thanks, Gambo. Anyway, I peed in the corner.
I also now just realized I think I've just described Brian the dog from Family Guy.
Oh yeah, that's pretty
just
much
a
it.
Dog with a brain of a human.
Yeah,
and he doesn't seem that fun.
Wow, it turns out you're really unoriginal.
I know.
Gambo.
Who would have thunk it? I mean, this show essentially is just content we've stolen from the internet.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so my animal would be, do you know, so I did think about this question a little bit earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And I had a real dilemma deciding whether I wanted, I wasn't going to choose the brain of a human, but the brain of a dolphin. Or the brain of, you know, something that's a little more dumb. Because I'm worried that intelligence means... Like, dogs are lovable, right?
Yeah.
Because
they're idiots. Yeah, yeah.
They just love the shit out of you for no reason.
They don't even know who's a good boy.
Exactly. And so I'm worried that if I had a pet that was too smart...
Right.
They would just be like, oh, man, this guy's such a joke. Yeah, like, true. I wish I didn't have to live with him.
Like, imagine, right, you've got my scenario, a dog with the brain of a human.
Yeah.
Right? And you're there trying to, like, you're scrubbing a pot or something. And he's like, Nelson, you're doing it all wrong. What are you doing? You give it here. And you feel really, you know, emancipated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, man, this dog knows more than me.
Like, I'd start doing my taxes and he's like, oh,
yeah.
God.
You can't claim
you're an
those
embarrassment. So I think that I'm just going to stick with perhaps brain of a dog.
Right.
Because they're idiots and they're fine. And then this is where I go off to, okay, what benefits can I get from an animal?
Right.
I've already got the lovable dog brain.
Yes.
So I'm thinking dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Why dolphin, Camber, you might ask? Because what if I want to go swimming and go really far out and like jump waves and stuff? It'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Easy dolphin.
Right.
But obviously it could breathe underwater as well as above water.
Yeah.
Because it would have, you know, genes of something else. And then it would also be, it would have like some nice maybe fur.
Right.
Because, you know, I like patting dogs.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
So I want to pat my dolphin,
dog.
My hairy dolphin.
Yeah.
And then...
That sounds like a euphemism.
And then we... I want to pat my hairy dolphin.
Yeah.
And then stick it into this coconut. All right, so then I would have... And I know this is a fictitious animal, but... Was there any rules stipulated?
Let me check.
Yes, animal, I think. That means not fictitious.
Or, think of it this way... Animal or anything.
Okay. Good. No, I was thinking more so a Pegasus wings.
Right. On your hairy dolphin.
On my hairy dolphin.
With the brain of a dog.
Because I feel like that would have enough strength in them to fly. Because
right.
I want to obviously fly
so
as well.
What you want is the ultimate transport vehicle.
Pretty much.
Would it have legs
no,
so it could ride on the ground?
But something that is you know, comforting with
right.
the like hairiness
yeah.
and the brain of the dog. Like, it's not just the transportation thing, but I mean, definitely as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
In fact, horse legs, now that I think about it at the same time.
Horse legs, dolphin body, covered in fur, Pegasus
exactly.
wings, brain
well, because
of the dog.
How is it? Oh, of course, it needs horse
yeah, yeah.
legs, because how's it going to get around on land?
That's what
yeah.
I was going to suggest.
Okay, yeah. And I think maybe that's it. Maybe like face of a tiger, just in case there's some people I hate.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I can train it to eat people. And done.
Yeah.
Perfect animal.
I'm just compositing this in my mind.
Yep.
So the fucking ugliest creature I've ever thought of.
Yeah, but...
Because weirdly, the horse legs are a different color to the body of the fur.
I think that too.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know why either. No, but I think... Because if it's got a tiger face too, tigers are kind of a little bit cute.
I mean, not when you're face-to-face with them in the wild, but...
Well, yeah, when they're growling at stuff. Yeah. But it has a dog brain. You're forgetting this. Yeah.
So you just throw a stick.
Exactly. Yeah. And it would be fine. It would, like, pant as well. Yeah. I know it's a tiger, but it would pant also, yeah. Okay? Anyway, that would be my animal. Thank you for that question there, Holly.
Yes. Also, Holly, what would your animal be?
What would your animal be?
Because I assume when people ask these questions, they have one in the back of their mind. Yeah. And they're waiting to fire off.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
Yeah. I pose that to you, Holly.
Okay. And Rowan, thank you for your question as well.
Who would you replace one of us with?
We already know.
We've had your audition, but you know, would you get? Is there someone that you know that you think would be good on this show?
I'm very curious. He might just be like, oh yeah, Dave would be great.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, we did ask who you'd want to do it with, and you did come back with somebody.
Flip, I'm just going to ask you a whole new question.
Okay, good. Because I think that other one wasn't going to go anywhere.
Because we need a jokes guy. Yeah. What comedian, Australian comedian, would you replace one of us with?
Okay.
And who would you replace?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously going to be you.
I don't know. The history. Probably not. History of his conversation.
I forgot already. Anyway, if you would like to write into us like Rowan or Holly, you can do so at Reddit Podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com, at Facebook and at Twitter, and our subreddit. It's all readit podcast. You could also answer other questions that we've had in this show, like what polite thing annoys you?
Yes.
Or what have you had sex with lately?
And can't be a human.
Can't
or be an animal. Don't be an animal.
Okay, definitely. I don't want to hear the
what
animal.
An animal, inanimate object.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And
I'm sorry about this episode, if anything. Oh, boy.
I think we've... This might not be... No, I think it's our longest. I think it's the longest. Anyway, thanks for listening. Read you later.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, there they are standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head, give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said.